Good afternoon, Kirk Jewelers.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How about you, Bob?
Very good, thank you. Luann just told me to give you a call back.
Okay, so I'm looking for a couple carrot stones, or actually one.
Okay.
I mean, I saw one, like an SI1F color, and I saw a VS2F color.
Round?
Round, yes.
Okay, let me look and see what we got here. Prices on these things are stupid good right now.
I know. I couldn't believe it. Like $2,400 bucks.
They are nuts. They're like 40% less than they were, you know, a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what we've got in stock.
Yeah, we could sell it for what we used to buy them for.
Absolutely. I mean, here's a GSI-1 for $2,475. Let's see what else we have here.
You want to just give me like two or three options from a low, medium, and high price point?
Yeah, I'll pick out three good ones and send them your way.
Okay, no bad ones like you usually stick me with.
Nah, you know, I might throw two or three in there just to see.
Okay.
What else is going on? Where are your glasses? I just want to make sure there might not be a wrong.
I don't even look at them. I just kind of, I just price them out.
Nothing. Well, I don't know. Well, a lot of things have happened. I mean, I think because I think you posted on there. My wife's birthday is today. Mine was last week. And
happy birthday. I think I wished
thanks.
You a happy birthday.
I think
birthday.
You did. I'm pretty sure you did.
Yeah.
And then I had I had my 98 Mustang repainted.
Nice.
And oh, my God, you got to see it. It looks like a brand new car again.
Oh, yeah. Take a picture and shoot it to me. I'd love to see it.
Funny. I put a lot into it. I've had it of its 27 years, I've had it for like 26 of them. And it was 28 years. I've had it for 26 of them, and I've had it. I've had the convertible top replaced twice. I've had the top end of the engine rebuilt. I put a new transmission in it. I've put new parts in the air conditioning system. Got a stainless steel exhaust on it, and this never was driven in the winter, so it was in great shape. But they had a couple of little dings and dents, and after all these years in the sun and stuff, a lot of the paintwork got uneven, and it was faded in the back, you know, because I park it front end to my driveway, and the back end gets a lot more sun than the front end. And after all the work I put into it, my wife says to me, she says, why don't you get it painted? She said this to me last year, and I said, sure, because you know, that's the kind of thing I wouldn't normally do on my own.
Yeah.
Thank you, JR. He just brought me a milkshake. That's cool. Anyways, so I checked around last year, and apparently the price of paint skyrocketed since COVID. And they wanted like $12,000, $15,000 to repaint the car. And I said,
wow.
I'm not going to put that into it.
That's crazy.
It's a 98, and I mean, it's in great shape, and I put a lot into it, but for a cosmetic thing, nah.
Yeah.
So I had to get to my driver's side door. The hinges were sagging, so the door doesn't close just right. So I ordered a couple of hinges, and I went up to my mechanic, and I said, can you put these on for me? He said, yeah, I don't do that. He says, take it to my body guy. You know, he's one of my best friends, and tell him I sent you. So I took it over to this guy. Not far from my house, even. And I go in, and he says, now I'll put them in for you for $150. And I says, well, that's more than fair. So he put them on, and I says, by the way, just out of curiosity, you're a collision shop. So I said, what would you charge me to paint it? And he says, $5,000. And I says, when do you want to do it? So for $5,000, it was worth doing it.
Yeah.
And it took him 3 weeks because he was kind of like fitting me in between stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know? And I told him, you know, cash. I mean, not a check. Cash.
Yeah.
And that's why he said $5,000. And I said, well, while you're at it, I said, if I buy new headlights, will you put those in for me? And he said, sure. And I said, how about if I put new mud flaps on it? Because I like having mud flaps in this area because, you know, it just keeps the car looking better.
Yeah.
And he says, yeah, I'll throw those in too. So when I went to pick it up, I thought it was wet because it was so freaking shiny.
Oh yeah.
And he says, no, it's all done. You can take it. And I said, really? And I said, oh my God, it looks like a brand new car. There was a couple little dents, one on one side, one on the other. He fixed all that stuff up. Paint job, clear coat, and then just polished the whole thing up, and the car looks like a brand new car. I parked it right next to a brand new car in a parking lot the other day, and my finish looked as good as a brand new car.
Nice, nice.
So it's fun. Yeah, and
was that your birthday present?
Yeah, that was my birthday present. So I told her, I said, don't get me anything. And so, of course, she had to get me a $100 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods because she can't not give me anything. That's just her. So, all good. How about with you? What's going on with you?
The band played Saturday.
Yeah?
And it was a paying gig.
A what?
A paying gig. They paid us to play.
Really?
And they want us back.
Wow.
Did they
make that decision before they heard you or after?
After.
Oh, wow. Even better.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, there was a lot of people there. It was fun.
Yeah?
I'm still hurting.
Well, I imagine playing the drums has got to be a bit of a workout.
Right, and plus my back has been out for a while, so now my back is getting a little better, but my legs are just killer.
That's
what happens when you get old, my friend, huh?
Oh, yeah. At 74, I always wake up in the morning and try to figure out what the hell's going to fall off this time. You know, it's just like out of nothing. My knee, I was going up the steps onto my deck yesterday. I took one step up, and I said, what the fuck is this? My knee just went out, and I come out in the house. I look at my wife, and I said, I think my knee just doesn't want to work today. I said, I'm not sure what got into it, but something's going on because it just doesn't want to perform today. It didn't want to hold my weight, and I wound up, it just got to be one of those days where, you know, every time I move around, you know, the knee just doesn't want to work. And half the time it's my ankle. The other half the time it's my lower back. And you never know.
It's always something.
It's an adventure every morning. Every morning.
That it is, the golden years.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, let me get these diamonds picked out, and I'll send them to you for tomorrow.
I appreciate it. Thanks,
Steve. Bye-bye.